You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Many times people think about peace building as something that needs to happen in other parts of the world. Rotary International believes peace building needs to start at home. That's why every year, 100 current and emerging community leaders throughout the U.S. participate in the Rotary Peace Centers, with the goal being simple: to learn how to act as catalysts for peace in their own communities. And next Friday, Rotary will be holding Idaho's first Peace Institute in Boise. Joining me live in studio to talk about peace and what it means for our community is Ashley Orme. She is the Associate Director for the Conflict Management Program at Boise State University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So you will be participating in the Peace Institute. You'll be on a panel discussion, but you're also giving a presentation, correct?
Yes, I am.
So what will the presentation kind of focus on?
Well, my background is in conflict management, so they asked me to do a conflict management presentation. And the way that I approach conflict and conflict management is about how to start approaching the challenges and the conflict that we have in our everyday lives as an opportunity to grow your understanding of yourself, your understanding of others, creating better relationships with your friends and your family and your coworkers, and to create better, more connected communities. And so that'll be what my presentation's about.
You know, it's interesting. When you think about conflict, I wouldn't necessarily go to peace.
Ever.
Ever, right?
Nope.
But if you think about it, when we talk about, oh, if there's conflict, let's say in the Middle East, then the next sentence is, but how do we get peace?
That's exactly right.
So let's bring it down now to more of a local level, because if we cannot build a community where peace is the main focus, there's no way, I would think, that we can go outside in a global perspective.
I agree.
So how do we start that conversation? How do we focus on that piece on a more local level?
That's a great question. So I love that you pointed out that most of the time when people hear conflict, they don't automatically think peace. Mm-hmm. And they don't think of it as an opportunity. So often people avoid conflict at all costs. And if you really want to achieve peace in your life as an individual, with your friends, with your family, and as a broader Boise community, we have to focus on what are the challenges and the conflicts that we see within our community and be willing to address them in a constructive and collaborative way and have dialogue around difficult topics and where we might disagree, and be willing to be flexible and open to what's somebody else's interest in this and what are their values and why do they feel the way that they do or think the way that they do about certain topics that get in the way of us having community connections and community peace just within our local level before we go try to tell everybody else what to do somewhere else.
How to believe, right?
How to believe, or like, hey, this is what you should be doing. Figuring that out locally first would help.
You know, you bring up a really interesting point about this idea of knowing how to communicate, right? Starting a conversation, and you may not agree. And I think that's very obvious in the climate that we live in right now.
Absolutely.
And how do you bridge that gap, especially from a political standpoint, when it seems to be so polarizing in this day and age, where if you meet someone and they do not align with how you believe politically, it's kind of like it is like two forks in the road, and they are
exactly
not
right.
Going to meet back up.
Yep. Yeah, so that's a really big question. So I think for me, there's a couple of things to touch on there. First, and I think people get this mixed up, you can understand why somebody thinks the way that they do, why they believe the way they do, without agreeing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so often I think that people believe that if you extend understanding to somebody, that you're condoning their actions or behaviors or their beliefs. So for me, there's a separation of understanding on a human level why somebody would be where they are, believe what they believe, value what they value, that you can have that human level understanding, even if you don't agree with their behavior, their political beliefs, their thoughts,
their religious beliefs, whatever
it might be. You don't have to agree with it, but you can extend understanding and be empathetic towards people without condoning or agreeing with whatever the situation might be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's the first distinction that I make when you talk about how do you start kind of bridging that gap when things are so polarized. This is very challenging in this political climate. I struggle with these things, right? It's really easy to say, like, you can have understanding without agreement. It's really hard, especially in those very polarizing moments.
Yeah.
And so for me, I think about people that are on the opposite ends of a political spectrum than I might be, what are the things that are driving those beliefs? And do we have anything that is shared? And so often I think that safety is something that people hold really important and they value at this very community and family level. And that is expressed in different ways, but we all know that safety is important. And so figuring out what are those things that we can agree on, and then where are the things that we diverge? Because most people would say that safety is important, and maybe that's just being expressed in different ways. But the way that we express our political beliefs or our thoughts about something, or the way that we behave around certain topics, we don't have that conversation that says, my belief around X is because of this interest or this value that's kind of holding that up. It's very surface level. And so we have these conversations at a, you know, in my field, it's always about icebergs. It's the tip of the iceberg. And what's underneath that iceberg, and where do our icebergs connect as a community? I think that there's a lot more things that connect than disconnect. Mm-hmm. Our conversations are just at a level that doesn't allow us to get there.
And you're so right in the idea of, I think we live in a time where we hear numerous people say, we want to connect. We want to understand why someone believes the way they believe. But it seems that the conversation ends the moment someone does not have the same value system.
Absolutely. Yeah, and so what do you do with that?
What do you do?
That's right. So I think about, for me, the way that I approach conflict management is very much in relation to emotional intelligence. And the first part of emotional intelligence is self-awareness and self-management. So understanding that what my values are and that they might be different than somebody else's, and managing the fact that I get triggered by somebody who has a different value system is going to make decisions differently than me. That's the one thing that I can control. I can control the reactions and the peace and the way that I carry myself in any given moment. That's the thing I can control in life. I can't control somebody else's values. And so when we talk about conflict and people not being able to get past those value differences, I get to own that.
So it does. And so what about this idea as well, where I think there are times when we want to have these conversations and we want to connect, but there are stereotypes that come along with, especially if we break it down to political values, because there's so much within that climate right now that is so polarizing. There are certain stereotypes that go with someone who tends to be more liberal. There are certain stereotypes that go with someone who tends to be more conservative. And it seems that we have a tendency to get stuck on the stereotype.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's our brain's way of helping us manage all the information that's coming our way. And I just like to tell my students, and I think to myself pretty regularly, your brain's not actually being helpful in that moment.
Helping or hurting is what I told my kids.
That's right. So your brain is kind of has all these file cabinets, and we use labels to deal with the excessive amounts of information that we receive every day. I can't approach you when I first meet you and just have that be a blank slate. I've got too much stuff going on. Our society is, you know, this multitasking cog in the world. And so my brain says, hey, I know something about that label. And so I'm going to take all the things I know that I think that I know about that label, and I'm going to approach you in that way. And if you really want to have dialogue, there's some things that you have to understand about yourself. Are you really willing to be open and flexible to that conversation? Or are you going to be rigid and set in your ways? Because dialogue's not about rigidity. It's about being open to understanding. And I think a lot of people say that they want to be open to understanding until it starts triggering them. And they are like, wait, I don't agree with that. Understanding is not about agreement. Back to my first point. And that you can understand where someone is coming from. But are you really, truly open to learning about somebody else? I hear plenty of people say that they're really open to it, but they are not as soon as it comes up against one of their belief systems or one of the values that they hold.
And that makes the difference
That makes the difference.
So when we talk about then peace and this idea of how do we do it on a local level, before the show, you said we need to take it down even farther.
Yeah.
It needs to come into your family and your friends.
Absolutely.
Even.
Yep. Yeah. So if I think about peace and creating the kind of community that's connected and helping and supportive that I think most people in Boise want, it starts with your friends and your family. And how are you treating them and relating to them? You know, as a conflict manager, the number one skill is listening. So often we're listening to respond. So when I hear something that you say, I am automatically thinking about
what's my response.
What's my response going to be? Mm-hmm. Not I actually am listening to understand you and to hear you and to dig a little bit deeper. Those are the types of conversations that we're kind of trained to have in our world, right? Think about politics and the debates that they have. Mm. I'm just rebutting. I'm not actually listening to understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so for me, how do you bring it down on how do you bring peace to an individual level? It's like, how do you create peace in your house with the people that you live with? How do you extend listening and understanding to them, mm-hmm. right? So maybe you have kids and your kid comes home and they've had a really stressful day. Do you listen to what they're saying about their friend that is terrible to them because they're in eighth grade and it's the most important thing in the world? Or are you just like, hey, that kid's not going to be your friend. It doesn't even matter.
Mm.
Those are the kind of things mm-hmm. that's not connection. That's mm-hmm. not creating that peace, right? That your kid that's in eighth grade is going to be like, I don't want to talk to that person anymore.
Right, exactly.
I'm just going to keep that to myself.
Right.
I'm not going to try to connect in that way. And so for me, it comes back to listening to understand people. And sometimes the hardest people to listen to are the people that are closest to us. And so spending that energy, because listening to understand, not respond, it takes a lot of energy. And so giving that energy to the people that matter to you the most, mm-hmm. I think, is what would start driving peace within our family, and then extending that to our friends and to our community, so that we start actually getting what people are saying, right. Not just, you know, like, I'm listening to you as I'm texting my friend. Right. That's not real.
That's listening. Really not listening.
That's not really listening. So I think that's for me, that's kind of the place that it starts. Yeah. Is through really good listening to understand, not to respond.
I really appreciate the conversation today. Fascinating talk about just the idea of peace and how we can incorporate that into our daily lives. My guest today has been Ashley Orme. We've been talking about her presentation that she will be giving at the Peace Institute next Friday at the Boise Center on the Grove. The Rotary is putting this on. People are still welcome to sign up and attend. Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, I will be there next week. Up next, we will take a look at what Idaho's grade is when it comes to air quality. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.